Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. In the inspirational book, Believe, 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 James Henry Lincoln Sr. writes about the Christian faith and how being a believer will impact your life. It's a journey of discovering where you are, who you are, and who God really is. James Henry Lincoln Sr. was born in Newcastle, Pennsylvania. After high school graduation, he enlisted in the United States Air Force, retired in the grade of Master Sergeant. James spent a total of 22 years in the United States Air Force, traveled to such places as Korea, Japan, Okinawa, and Hawaii, along the way earning 2 Air Force Commendation Medals and 1 Meritorious Service Award. While stationed in the state of Ohio, James underwent a radical transformation when he accepted the Lord Jesus Christ into his life. James was called into the ministry of the gospel as an evangelist teacher in August of 1994, was licensed as a minister at Calvary Christian Center on June 8, 1997. James Henry Lincoln Sr., author of Believe, 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 with us on This Week in America. James, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you.
This is such an important message that we'll be getting out to people, you will be getting out to people during the course of the program. Let's start with the inspiration, the motivation for writing this book. What was the inspiration in writing Believe, Believe, Believe?
Well, my inspiration was when I, in 1994, when I did an intense fasting for 3 days, from August the 24th through August the 27th, 1994. And I found out, believe it or not, my purpose for being here on this earth. One of them was as a writer, which I knew had no clue that I was supposed to be a writer. But I found that out, and from then on, I have pursued it.
And such a gift to be able to, in your words, inspire and help other people. And you doing that in the book, Believe, Believe, Believe. Talk about the book and the fact that, do you think this is going to open doors for you? It's such a powerful and important message. And with your words, you're going to open up this world to a number of people. Do you expect doors to be opened?
Yes, I do. I expect, I don't expect it. I mean, I do expect it, and I'm looking forward for all doors because, one of the prayers that I pray that God will open doors for me that no man can shut. And I've seen it happen with me going to Canada to do a book signing. I've seen it happen with me going to Decatur, Georgia to do a book signing also. That those were doors that were not available for me at one time, and they opened up, and I had to walk through them.
And proudly walks through them. James Henry Lincoln Sr. with us on the program. He's developed quite a reputation as a motivational speaker and author who inspires and encourages people to be all that God meant them to be. In this particular book, James, talk about the theme. What is the message? What is the theme in your book, Believe, Believe, Believe?
The theme is to really know who God is and how, and his love for the whole world, not just here in the United States, but the complete world. And also that he gave a special gift. And that gift is the Lord Jesus Christ, who I found, once I found him, the person I became. And when I say transformed, I was truly transformed from the person I was, who was very arrogant and saw it his way, to a person who's, I see other people's ways, and I see the things that are happening that does not allow for a person to understand what is going on and why is this happening, why has that happened. And I know one of the purposes for me being here is to help that person to know that, hey, this is why it's happened. Everything that takes place starts first in the spiritual realm and then comes down to the natural realm.
And you are a perfect example because of what you've gone through and what you've shared. Believe, Believe, Believe is the book by James Henry Lincoln Sr., book available at the usual places, including Amazon. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to the Amazon link and get all the information there as well. It almost seems like now may be the perfect time for this book. Talk about the timing, because there's so much going on in the world, and you stop and reflect, and you're thinking, okay, maybe this message is really needed for us to hear now.
Yes, this is the perfect time, because whether anyone believes it or not, we are in the last days of what we're seeing right now. And this book will help you to get to a different level wherever you are. Everybody is at a different level, because just like school, you start off in the first grade, second grade, third grade, yes, fourth grade, fifth grade. A fifth grader is at a different level than a first grader, because they've been there longer. Well, in school system, the same thing with this book. It will help you wherever you're at right now in your relationship with God. Even if you do not have one with Him, it would help you discover that you do need one. And if you've got one with Him, it will help you get to another level where you can start seeing Him on a more personal way, because He is a Father, and He wants that. People don't realize this, but God wanted a family. And everybody that calls themselves a Christian, who are a Christian, put it that way, not call themselves, but are Christians, are in the family of God. And no matter what race you are, we're all one, brothers and sisters in Christ. And that's why I love the church that I go to here, is Calvary Christian Center in Sacramento, because non-denominational, and it's everybody there. All nationalities are there, and you do not see one particular nationality there. You see everybody with the love of God, showing that love to each other. And that's what this book is all about. It's going to push you, if you'll let it, into a different relationship than you had prior to picking it up and reading it. And I believe that God gave it to me for this particular time, that it will be a bestseller once it gets off the ground like it should.
The book that James is talking about is Believe, Believe, Believe by James Henry Lincoln Sr., book available at Amazon, the usual places. You can go to our website and link on directly to get information. The book is touching so many people in a positive way. Is the book therapy, do you think?
Is the book what now?
Is the book therapy? Do you look at it in that respect?
Yes. Yes. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You can look at it on the ebook on Amazon. You can take a peek of it and see what it's all about, or something, or the beginning of it all about. In fact, I have seen people that have done that, and they've given me a five-star rating from just looking at what the Amazon puts on there.
Oh, okay, so that would give you a chance to sort of do a test run. You can read it, see if you're impacted, as I'm sure you will be, in a positive way by reading the book Believe, Believe, Believe. This is a book that I'm thinking, as I'm going through it, this could leave a legacy. Do you see that happening? This could be a book that 30, 40, 50 years from now, people are referring to and using to help them answer some of the difficult questions.
Yeah, yes, and I really believe that when it was given to me, that was the purpose for it, because this is one of 14 titles that was given. I have 13 more titles in me, and I really believe that it was given to me to, when I'm gone, it still will be out there and be available and to help others coming that's coming behind me. If the Lord Jesus doesn't come back in a certain time, this world will still have to go on. And this will be one of the books. Like, I don't know if anybody's heard of John G. Lake, but he was in the early 19th century. And I have a couple of his books that still are a legacy today that what he wrote about that's still going on right now. And that's what I intend for this book to be doing, is helping those in the future see where they're at with the Lord and get better. Because everybody can get better and better and better in their relationship with him. And, you know, wherever you're at, wherever you're starting now, and I take it back to school, you start in the first grade, but by the time you get to the 12th grade and graduate from high school, if you have studied and paid attention to what was being taught, you're ready now to go on to college. And then from college, get yourself into a career that helps you for the rest of your life. And that's what this book's going to do.
What has this been like as you look back on the experience of writing a book, in this case, Believe, Believe, Believe? What has this experience been like for you in getting this word out there, writing it, publishing it, and getting it out and helping other people? What's it been like?
In the beginning, it was rough because I went and when I would write, and I'm still doing like that for some reason, I write at night, say 12 midnight, when everybody's in bed and quiet, and it's quiet and I can really think. But then after I'd done that, I started off trying to publish this book a long time ago, and it just sat for a while. And I realized then that it's powerful, but I had to do my part, and God would do his part. I have to do my part also. So that is, it's been a challenge to, you know, I went to Canada. I was in Canada, and the book is now being translated into French. So I have a French version edition of it also on Amazon.
And the book is Believe, 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 by the way. I want to get that in there while people are thinking about, okay, who's he talking to and how can I get information? It's very simple at Amazon and doing it in several languages. That's exciting news.
Yes, it's in French, but when I went to Toronto for the Word on the Street Book Festival, the book didn't get printed on time, so I didn't have the book while I was up there doing the book signing. And it just showed me that this book is going to do a lot for those who really get a hold of it in their hands, because there's a fight for it to get in their hands.
Yes.
That's one of the things up there. Well, I recognize it, but, you know, if you look at it in the natural, oh, this didn't show up. No, that ain't really right. It didn't show up because there is somebody trying to fight against it getting in the hands of the people that need it.
So it's a good sign and something you point out throughout, asking God or devil, one of the many sort of positive aspects of the book, Believe, Believe, Believe. Rapidly running out of time, I want to ask you, I know people, we can all get better by reading books. When you write a book like this, can it make your life better by writing a book like this? Did this writing have an impact on you?
Yes, it did, because the information that was given to me, I have to apply it for myself too. As the title of the book, Believe, 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 I in turn have to believe actually what the Word of God says to me, and not just write it down and not believe it and not go from there. And for example, I know that in my relationship with my wife, is a she has a relationship with the Lord. I have my relationship with the Lord. But God sees us as one. And sometimes that does not happen with us because she thinks she has it in her mind, well, I'm a woman and I think this way. You're a man, you think this way. Yes, we do. Men and women do things different. But when you look at how God sees us, he sees us as a one. So I have to think, and I have that in that book. So what I had to do when I'm talking to her is say, well, no, you know, yes, he does. We are different because we are. But in his eyes, if I do something stupid, then he sees you doing it also. And if you do something stupid, he sees me doing it also. And, you know, instead of us just saying, okay, that's you, you did it. You did what you did. I'm not accountable, but when his ways are higher than our ways, and that book started me to see that his ways are higher than our ways, I got to actually apply the what's in the book to my own life.
Interesting. James Henry Lincoln Sr. with us on the program. A couple minutes left. I'm interested in finding out if in writing this book, Believe, 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 that did that force you to turn your thoughts inward?
Yes. I had to think a lot like the word of God says the true person is your spirit man. And when you come into the world because of Adam sinning, none of us come into the world the way we should. We think we do. You look at that little baby, they're all cute. But that little baby doesn't, if you, as it grows up and you don't give it the right thing, it turns into trying to manipulate
yes.
you. And everything, yep. all of us have been there trying to manipulate your parents and everything. And that's all because of the sin and the fall of Adam. So when I was writing this book, I had to think differently than how I grew up. Because I grew up in the church, but I knew of God, but I didn't know God. When I was writing this book, I found out that I had to know him for my own self. And that's my main theme, that everyone that picks this book up will know him for their own self and who he is.
The book is Believe, Believe, Believe by James Henry Lincoln Sr., our guest on the program. Books, of course, available at Amazon, wherever books are sold. A few seconds left in the program. I wonder, in writing this book, did it teach you about the unique value of your own willpower? And that's something I know that you address in the book as well. Did it teach you about the unique value of your willpower?
Yes, it did, Rick. Said before in the military and everything, before God got a hold of me and I transformed my life, I was, I guess what you call strong headed. It was my way and no way.
Yes.
But once I got transformed, I started yielding myself to his way. His willpower. If I saw something in the word, for example, I know that my wife and I talked about this. She loves for me to do the kitchen. I hated dishes with a passion. Hated doing them. But I started praying about it and asking God to help me to do something that I did not really like doing, and that was dishes. And today, and that's been years ago, but today I have no problem with washing dishes. And I know it's all because I yielded my will to his will, and my will became what he wants done and not what I want done. If I left it the way I want done, the dishes would never get done, and she'd still be complaining.
Or you'd be eating off of paper plates, one or the other. But you,
I'd be sleeping outside somewhere. One or the other one, but You know, everything's going on right. I was just looking at the kitchen a few minutes ago. It's great.
And everything's clean?
I had no problem, but I really had a hang up with washing dishes because my stepmother used to, it was only me, my brother, and my father there, and she would cook like it was an army. So you had to, and I was older than him, so I was the dishwasher, and he was the dryer. That gave me a complex.
Well, that's a great story, and I love the answer to that. James Henry Lincoln Sr., our guest on the program. The book is Believe, 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 available at Amazon, wherever books are sold, or go to our website. You can link on directly to information on James' book. James, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for being with us. Continued success with all of your writing. It sounds like you've got many more planned, and hopefully we'll have you back on the program. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Rick, for having me.
It has been our pleasure. James,
I really appreciate it.
Well, it's a great message, and I'm glad that we were able to just spend some time together and to talk about it. James Henry Lincoln Sr., author of Believe, 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 information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.